Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. Watch the new season of Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King, streaming September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. This season, Dwight, Hugh, you got to watch this show, faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. You ever watch Tulsa King?
I tried to watch it. I started to watch it. And
because you're a big TV guy. You like shows.
This third season?
Well, it's the new season.
Because they've been around for a while.
Yep.
But I know I wanted to go to Tulsa because they have a spot in Tulsa where if you walk in the middle, the sound, it's like you can't hear. Like, it's a certain spot. And it's weird because it's like an echo chamber. You can only hear yourself. You can't hear outside of that one spot.
Is it because of the geography of the spot?
I don't know. I forgot exactly what it's called, but it's like in downtown Tulsa somewhere where if you walk into this spot, like if you were standing beside me, I couldn't hear you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So, yeah, I wanted to go check it out.
Maybe a live show one day in Tulsa.
All right, Oklahoma.
215-592-9494.
I'll hang here.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Oklahoma?
It is a long trip for a show.
What the hell's in Oklahoma?
Yeah, the thunder. I don't know what else. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. And then we got late here in just a couple minutes what Jordan Mailata said during the Jordan Mailata show on Monday night with Spike and Ellie. It's something I thought it was pretty revealing right now about the offense, about how it's being coached and where they need to improve. Derek and Paoli talking tush push. Derek strikes me as a guy that would be proud of all this nonsense going on. What's up, Derek?
Derek. Nah, listen, man. The thing with the tush push, right? They lining up running a play, right, that they know they running. They know they running it, and they can't do nothing about it, right?
Yes.
That's like if you know somebody coming into your crib to take your belongings, and they ain't going to do nothing about it. They're going to keep running up in your crib, right?
Yeah.
Of course they are, until you stop them.
You know what I'm saying? They lining up the same way every time. Like, it's 3rd and inches. We're doing the push-push. It's 4th and inches. We're doing the push-push. Find a way to stop it. Green Bay came in here and pushed their way to almost a victory, but Jordan Love kept throwing the ball to us. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They do a good job with the push. They put their tight end in motion, he goes under center, and they push him forward.
Yeah,
right?
Which is why I don't empathize with the enemies here that are complaining about it. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Yo, with the passing game real quick, though, look. Mm-hmm. We can look and see, like, Jalen Hurts not putting up numbers and it don't look great, right? But one thing about me is I'll be 51 years old on Monday, right?
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday, Jerry.
Thank you. It took a long time for me as an Eagles fan to get some rings, right? We had the table. Now we got two rings, right? So if we lose Sunday and Jalen Hurts goes out there, throws a 101 and we lose, and then we go to Tampa and lose again, that's when I'm going to start getting worried. But I'm still enjoying this 18 wins out of 19 games. I'm still enjoying that part. You know what I'm saying? It's been ugly for the last year. It's some change, and we just keep finding ways to win. So I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and try to figure out what's wrong with the passing game. But A.J. Brown, if he's frustrated, I get that part. But I also think that he shouldn't be giving y'all bits to go off of. You know what I'm saying? Because it just don't come off right, like reading a book on the sideline and all that. Like, that was a spectacle, bro. That's just not how you treat your team or your quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're looking for controversy.
Derek, I agree with that.
We won the Super Bowl last year.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree. And Derek, good phone call, man. And Elliot brought it up. Because we always frame it, Hugh, as a A.J. Brown thing.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Smith is also a heck of a receiver, and he barely gets the football either, right? It's not just A.J. Now, A.J. Brown, I think if you ask people, you know, to rank receivers, he's higher. He's better.
High on, yeah.
But Devontae's not a slouch, and his numbers are down. I mean, go back to 2022, the first year they both were here. They both went over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
They threw the ball well that season, and now, do we think they're both going to get 1,000 yards again, ever in a season, together? I doubt it.
Probably not, but if you win another Super Bowl, that's a sacrifice. That's a change. That's an exchange.
I'm with you, but it doesn't seem like...
Is it for him?
It doesn't seem like AJ cares about that as much.
Well, he doesn't care now because he's in the prime of his career and he's trying to be a Hall of Famer. Now, I get that. There has to be a balance. I'm not saying that the way that they're doing it is right, but the way that they're doing it is winning football games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immortalizing you in a sense, you know? And I think sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. And that's a young man thing. And you know, he has to figure out how he's going to deal with that, because we all see it. We all know what potentially is going to happen if it keeps going down this road. So they have to figure out how to appease him. He's a competitor, man, and I'm not mad at him for being one. I think that when people hear me say that and they think about AJ, they automatically think of him being a negative person. I don't want to play with a receiver that doesn't think he's that dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be on the field with somebody who doesn't think at any given time they can take the top off of defense and blow the game wide open. That's the type of guy he is. You just have to figure out how to feed that beast.
I guess, like, and this kind of pains me to say, so I think A.J. Brown might be the best player that they have on offense, like one of them, top three at
minimum. Saquon and Lane and him.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the point of having him?
I agree with you, especially,
with how much money they're paying.
Right. And
what's the point?
Play it forward a year when Jalen Carter gets paid and Nolan Smith gets paid, and then they're a year out from paying Quinyon and Cooper. The way they're playing, and I understand Derek's point on he's enjoying this as a fan. They've won so many games out of so many games, and this is one of the greatest stretch probably in franchise history, and you add the Super Bowl championship and the wins around it.
Mm-hmm.
But this has an expiration date if it doesn't change. Well, there's no way you can put that much money onto one side of the football, not get production, and then eventually you got to pay the other side that is producing.
Right.
It's just not going to work.
And it might maybe not just AJ, but like, the amount of money they invested in both him and Devontae Smith.
Well, and
what's the point?
Well, also the quarterback.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. That you cannot have, as time goes on, a quarterback making $55 million a year with zero touchdown passes. That might be controversial. If it is, I think we should say it out loud again. Say it to yourself. It's not controversial. You cannot have a $55 million a year quarterback that continues to throw zero touchdown passes. It's only 2 weeks, and it will probably change, and I'm sure he'll throw some touchdown passes the way he always does. I'm just saying, like, we got to get some soon, right?
I'm not arguing.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that.
Just ask.
I'm not arguing that. Listen, I'm not a dummy. I watch football, too. And I had an epiphany the other night. I was like, damn, all these quarterbacks going to play. Oh, damn.
The light bulb went off.
No, listen. I am still entrenched. I'm entrenched in you do whatever you can to get the win. But I see what I see.
Yeah.
I see what I see every Sunday.
It would help. It wouldn't hurt winning if we threw a couple touchdowns on Sunday.
Hey, Joe.
Wouldn't hurt.
And Monday. I saw it Monday.
Yeah. Ball's flying around. All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
I thought Aaron left.
Philadelphia.
He's right here.
Good morning.
Wait a minute. No, that was Cowboys.
Good morning, Aaron. No, you and Cowboy Jim are on bad speaking terms now. Is that right, Q?
Me, we are?
He got a little...
Didn't he say he's done with us?
Yeah, because we didn't take his call right away or something. Yeah. Or
but
maybe,
he told Hugh that he's done with
us. Yes, that's right. He moaned and cried on Twitter to Hugh.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
All right, Aaron. What do you got?
The point that we're trying to get today? Can we do that
This
today?
Is real pot calling the kettle black stuff here. You telling us to stick... Go ahead, go!
Stick to the topic.
What do you got?
Okay, so today I am on... Hugh, big time Douglas's team today. You know, first off, I'm going through the peanut butter and jelly thing. I'm going through that frozen packaged peanut butter and jelly phase right
stay
now.
On topic.
I can't get enough of them. And then secondly, Hugh, you know, Joe and Kyle are not listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, why
do
would
you
they?
Support do you support the Tush Push, Hugh?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I think the point that you're trying to make is the NFL it's obvious they are done with the Tush Push. They tried to ban it in the offseason. They couldn't get it done. So now the narrative in the media is going to be Tush Push this, Tush Push that. The next game, here, if anybody's out there doing a parlay, here's the one thing I would suggest. Take the over in offside penalties because this week it is absolutely positively coming. The Zebras are going to absolutely kill us. People are going to be outraged come Monday morning.
You're probably right on that. I think that's good. The next wave of this is they're not going to miss the next one, right, Aaron? So they had the controversial play on Sunday
where the offsides,
both guards jumped, and they missed it, and it happened, and everyone flipped out about it. Andy Reid flipped out, so you're probably right. And we'll play McVay coming up a little bit later. He's already kind of greasing the skids for the refs to pay attention this week, so it doesn't happen again. You're right. Either the Eagles will be better about not jumping, or they're going to get called. You're right about it.
And hey, how does the song go? No one likes us and we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, positively, you have to be proud as an Eagle fan to have a play that, whether it be not aesthetically pleasing or an unfair advantage, the one thing it is Philadelphia, true and true, and it's ours. Now, Joe and Kyle, I have a Phillies question for you guys. Can you guys take one more question?
What do you got?
When are we going to get a public apology to one Max Kepler from you two for all the DFA talk that you had earlier in the season? This guy is playing out of his freaking mind.
Yep.
The Phillies are on their way to the playoffs and the World Series. Let's go, Phillies!
It's not like you need to
say Aaron, good phone call, Aaron.
It was just us, by the way, that were complaining about
only
Max
once.
Kepler. Yep, that's right. Yeah,
I don't.
The only two people in the city complaining
Max
about Kepler.
Max Kepler's played well, and they were right to keep him. I was wrong. That's as far as it goes. He's not a good enough player for an apology.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. An apology to Max Kepler? He's a platoon outfielder.
Well, I'm going to go back to something that I brought up in the middle of the season.
Mm.
So before the deadline,
mm-hmm.
apologize for Dombrowski's offseason.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we did a little bit early, right, when they were off to a good start and mm-hmm. Luzardo was pitching well mm-hmm. early. And someone around here was reluctant to apologize to Dombrowski.
Yep.
I think that's where the show should go.
I agree.
Who apologized?
You should apologize to Dave Dombrowski.
Mm-mm.
Well,
that's not.
I mean, the guy's had a really good last year.
For what?
Yes. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What are you talking about? Bader and Duran and Lizardo?
I don't believe in apologizing.
Good offseason, great deadline.
They're going to win more games this year than last year.
I don't believe in apologizing for doing your job.
You don't believe in apologizing.
Yeah, just like in general.
I apologize.
It's rare. It's rare.
I apologize.
It's rare. All right. Jordan Mailata, he was on his show, the Jordan Mailata show on Monday with Spike and Elliot. They had a lot. They were talking about the game. They were talking about the tush-push stuff, the reaction. But this caught my attention. Hugh, I'm excited for you to react to this. So Elliot asked him about the offense and how teams are kind of playing them. And listen to how Jordan Mailata framed where they're at as an offense and in terms of like the adjustments he thinks they maybe should be making but yet aren't doing it at this point. Here's Mailata Monday during his show on WIP.
When you're preparing with Jalen throughout the week, like, what is the level of detail you guys go into where, hey, if it's this look, like, we need to figure out now what to do because on Sunday it's going to be loud at Arrowhead and we have to have an adjustment ready?
Yeah, I think that we need to be better there. I think we could be a lot more detailed there in our game plan. I think it could be a joint, more inclusive with not necessarily just us and Jalen. I think us as an offense so we can understand and not just put the onus on Jay.
Mm-hmm. When you say offense, you mean like the players or the players everyone. And the coaches? Okay, sure. Everyone.
Coach, everyone. Yeah. Everyone in the offense. If you're in the offensive unit meeting, the onus is, if you're in that meeting, then that onus falls on you as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you should know what our checks are to certain looks that we get on the defense.
Hugh, that struck me for a couple of reasons. One, he kind of sighed as the question came in. You kind of heard the sigh. He said he thinks they need to be better, a lot more detailed. He said everyone, and then Elliot, like, basically said, do you also mean the coaches? Mm-hmm. And he said the coaches, too. I took that as, the way I read it was, we aren't quite as prepared as maybe we have been at other times in the past, and teams are catching us in things, and they're winning because they kind of know what's coming, and we're not getting out of it.
I think that's fair, but that's what, you know, normally the preseason was for. And, you know, as we meander through these couple of games, we're still trying to figure out the identity of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I don't have a problem with what he said. I don't think it's as damning as it might sound. Because you are trying to figure it out. The fact that Coach Petullo was talking about how, you know, in the first game he didn't script the plays and how this offense looks disjointed. I'll go back to last year. Looked disjointed last year at the beginning. And then all of a sudden, they found their rhythm. And it looks similar this year. And I know you pointed out that it looks worse because Jalen hasn't thrown a touchdown or Jalen hasn't really thrown the ball a whole lot, you know. But I think that's because he's trying to not put the ball in harm's way, number one, and just get comfortable with what he's seen.
So you're not is it for you too early to be concerned about Petullo?
I think when you say too early, Joe.
Well,
let me say this. Okay, it's what? Wednesday?
Yeah.
We got about 4 days. About 4 or 5 days.
Oh, so you're giving him to this weekend?
I'm giving him to next Monday.
Oh, I got you.
Whoa, hold on.
What are you talking? What you mean? Hold on. What's up?
We're 2-0. All he does is win.
First of all, see,
whatever it takes.
See, this is where
he's coordinating. He's coordinating winning football.
I know. I get it.
This is why you're being okay. First of all, Kyle, you're being petty. You're being petty.
Hold on. Are they not 2-0?
First of all, yes,
have they
not
just done whatever it takes to win games?
So he's a 2-0 coordinator.
That's exactly
right.
He's
undefeated.
Undefeated.
Are you going to let me speak now? Are you gonna still be super petty?
Well, now I feel like I'm being attacked, so I'm getting defensive, rightfully so.
This sounds like
this is my coordinator. He's 2-0.
Here's the thing.
You're giving him one more week?
Can I finish?
Can I finish? This is my coordinator.
No. What I'm saying, we see what we see. And this is where I kind of, okay, if you want to say I'm on the fence, straddle the fence, whatever you want.
Here we go.
This is where I'm on the fence a little bit as a former player. 20-some mm-hmm. years ago, but I still had that mentality. And a talk show host is because the bottom line every Sunday is to win, right? You got the two. And every Sunday that you go out there, you put your title on the line. You put your undefeated record on the line. Now, we all strongly feel that the two efforts that we had in the first two games would not be enough to beat the Rams.
I agree with that.
So now, the question has been, with a caveat, is it the offense or is it the quarterback? That's with the caveat. And the caveat is, well, they won.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you got to win the game. Now, this weekend coming up, what we think we know about this game, if some of those questions come up, that you like say the chickens come home to roost, then the conversation Monday changes.
All right. So, you know, Kyle talked about him being a winner, winning coordinator. Hugh, you said this is the weekend. I'll raise my hand. I'll be the one. Yeah, I'm concerned. I don't think it's too early to be concerned about Kevin Petullo. Two things I've learned about him in 2 weeks. One, I've had now two things. You ever hear something like the red flags, right? Like you meet someone or you're talking to someone, there's kind of red flags.
Yes.
I got two red flags in 2 weeks.
What you got?
First red flag was didn't script the first 15 plays. You said in all your life around football, you never heard that. All right. Kind of weird. We let it go. This week, I got Jordan Mailata, and again, Elliot threw it at him, right? It wasn't like I'm reading into Jordan's words. Mm-hmm. Elliot said, including the coaches, and he said the coaches too, that he said they could be better and a lot more detailed. He's on dud watch. They're very predictable. You look at some of the formations they've run. There's some great numbers out there. And Ross brought it up with us yesterday. Like when they're in certain formations, they're running the football. When they're in certain, that's predictable. If you're predictable, I don't care how many good players you have. If you're predictable, you're going to be in some trouble.
Especially when you went out of your way in the off season or in training camp to try to do some of the things that you did to get to certain plays that
yes.
you like to run, like you know, out of different formations and things of that nature. So yeah. It's a little bit of that.
2-0.
And besides that, he's inexperienced. Like you're right last year, Hugh. The first month was kind of choppy. But Kellen Moore had a track record.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you kind of felt like, all right, he's probably going to figure this out. He was really good with the Dallas Cowboys. He got the best out of Dak Prescott. Now he's got Saquon in this line. They're probably going to figure it out. I don't have any track record on Kevin Petullo, other than he just follows around Nick Sirianni for last five or six or seven years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's good. I don't know. And I don't think it's too early to be concerned that they have a coordinator without experience and then look great right
now. One stat that matters. Wins and losses.
Two wins, zero losses.
All they do is whatever it takes.
So if you were power ranking coordinators, he's a top 10
Clearly.
Guy. Top 10.
Yeah, he probably would be.
No, he would not. 215-592-9494. All right.
What y'all laughing for?
I don't. Not me.
This is a serious show. I don't know what you're laughing about.
Yeah. We have hard-hitting, riveting conversations on here.
We do. Seriously. Like when we talk as grown-ups about something called the tush push. All right, coming up, your phone calls. We'll hear from another enemy of the tush push who totally embarrassed himself during and after the game on Sunday. Your phone calls and all this. Are you proud or annoyed at the tush push conversation? I'm proud the Eagles have created this play. Hugh Douglas is annoyed. He's also empathizing with the enemy. And is it too early to be concerned about Kevin Petullo? I don't think so. Look how this offense looks right now. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.